Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about, most of us want to reach optimum levels of health and well-being, feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the Healthy Alternative shows. My guest that I'm going to be talking to a little bit later today is Kathleen Rich New. Kathleen just published a book, You Always Need a Plan B, The Real Deal Guide to Jumpstarting Your Next Career. Kathleen's background is she spent 25 years as a human resource professional working for companies like Apple, Nortel, Silicon Graphics. She's founded Clarity Works Consulting and the Executive Woman's Coach. She's a co-author of Looking for the Good Stuff, A Guide to Enjoying and Appreciating Life, which PBS bought for its employees. And she's spent 3 years researching and looking at developing the book, You Always Need a Plan B. And we're going to be talking to Kathleen about it, what it means, and how this can affect your life. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. What I'd like to talk about this week is something that's quite controversial, and that is the number of vaccine injections kids get in this country. Kids get 48 doses of 14 vaccines by the time they're just 6 years old. And actually, it's 49 if you count as an unborn baby, they also get the flu shot. By age 18, they're up to 69 doses of 16 different vaccines. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this, and people get pretty heated about should you vaccine, should you not vaccine. Dr. Joe McCullough, in his e-newsletter, he wrote that there's actually been no large, properly designated scientific study that has ever proven that the current childhood vaccine schedule is actually safe and effective in keeping children healthy. Now, the cost of these vaccines has jumped enormously because of the numbers that they're now getting. In 1985, it was about $80 for all the vaccines a child would get. Today, you're talking about $2,200 for the cost of vaccines. There's a website that started in 2010 called vaccineinjury.info where people could actually post information and fill out a form if they had children that had been vaccinated and if they had children that had been unvaccinated. And while it's not a double-blind study, the results have been pretty revealing. For example, with allergies, children who had been vaccinated, about 40% of them reported at least one allergy. In the unvaccinated kids, less than 10% reported one allergy. On asthma, the kids who were vaccinated, 6% of them had asthma. The unvaccinated kid, it was only 2.5. Same kinds of figures with things like hay fever, middle ear infection, even ADHD. They looked at German kids, 8% of them had ADHD who had been vaccinated, and another 6% were borderline cases. That's about 14%. The unvaccinated kids was just 1 to 2%. And with autism, the rate is approximately 1 in 100 kids born wind up getting autism in the vaccinated kids. In the unvaccinated kids, it was only 4 cases out of 7,800 surveys that were completed. Now, you can look at vaccines and you can look at things like maybe it's contaminated, the stuff they put in it, like preservatives, RNA, the dead bacteria, the weakened bacteria itself, or viruses. Except there's another piece that Dr. Mercola points out, and that is that the vaccine changes the way the body normally responds to things coming at it. Normally, it's the mouth, the nose, the digestive tract that's the first place to look at defending against microorganisms, viruses, bacteria. And it uses what's called the IgA immune system. And this system gets skipped over when you get vaccinated, and it so completely bypasses it, because the IgA system, when it kicks in the mouth and the throat and so forth, may not even trigger the rest of the body. But when you get vaccinated, the entire body is triggered. And because you're getting so many injections, what may be happening is that your body doesn't have a chance to, in effect, calm down. That the kid's body is always in a state of defense because the immune response passes into the brain and triggers certain cells in the brain to respond, usually very quickly, and then the immune response goes away. But with getting the vaccines and getting them over and over, that immune response stays triggered. And what is now being believed is happening is that it's changing the chemistry and the way the brain functions. So you really want to look at, one of the things to do is really start spacing out these injections, that they're coming so fast and furious to the kids. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com, teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. On teplitz.com, I also do a monthly e-newsletter that's free. It's health, nutrition, wellness-oriented, usually different things than what I talk about on Healthy Alternatives. So go to teplitz.com, you'll see the About Home button. Just click there and you can sign up for it. At the top of the Healthy Alternatives page, you'll also see Dr. Jerry Recommends, and those are people and services that I think it's important for you to know about. You can click there and learn more about that. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the newest information. It's the latest discoveries that you can use about healthy alternatives for your family, yourself, to the loved ones. What I want to talk about today is Google. Google has been doing healthy eating initiatives on their campus because their view is when employees are healthier, they're happier, and when they're happier, they're more innovative. And so they've been developing what they call nudges, simple, subtle cues that prompt people to make better decisions. What are some of their nudges that they've been actually doing? Well, you used to be able to get M&Ms out of a clear hanging dispenser when you walked into their office. Now you have to reach into opaque bins, and this switch led to a 9% drop in caloric intake of candy in just 1 week. When you walk into their cafeteria, the very first thing you see is a salad bar, because study shows that people tend to fill their plates with whatever they see first, so let it be a salad bar. The desserts, meanwhile, are way down at another line of sight so that you actually have to go in a different direction to get them. They also have a sign up when you're ready to grab a plate to start loading up on Grub, a sign informing you that people with bigger dishes are inclined to eat more. And this simple nudge towards small plates actually increased the usage by half to 32%. Of all plate traffic became small plates. They also have coloring options that they tag their foods. Green is paired with veggies, means dig in, and desserts have a red sign, which means, oops, want to be careful with that and proceed in moderation. And as a matter of fact, if you do take a dessert, they're designed to be downed in just 3 bites. So you get the taste, but you'd have to think about going for a second dessert plate. And what they also did, the final thing that they've done at this point, is they've taken bottled water that's in their coolers, and they moved that to eye level, and they moved soda to the bottom. That shift in placement increased water intake by 47%, and it reduced calories from these drinks, the sodas, by 7%. So there are real nudging things that you can do to create a healthy alternative for you in your life. Think about these little nudges you can give your kids, your family, and even in the workplace to create a different outcome like Google has been doing. Before I bring in my guest, Kathleen Richdew, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Kathleen Richdew. Kathleen spent 25 years in human resources in the corporate arena, working for high-tech companies including Apple, Nortel, Silicon Graphics. She's got degrees, a BS, an MBA in marketing, and a master's in international human resources. She founded Clarity Works Consulting and the Executives Women's Coach. Kathleen is a columnist on human resources and management trends for a regional business magazine. She's also co-author of Looking for the Good Stuff, a guide to enjoying and appreciating life, and PBS has actually bought it for their employees. And her latest book is You Always Need a Plan B, The Real Deal Guide to Jumpstarting Your Next Career. Kathleen, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I'm delighted to be here.
So tell us how this new book, You Always Need a Plan B, came about.
Well, that's a very great story. As you know, I had the whole background in corporate America and got all the degrees. And then it became time that I was ready to do something else. And so I just jumped into my own business without much thought about it, not much more thought than buying a suit. And suddenly I found that I had no clue how to create customers, how to price my services, and then how to make sure that I was delivering what they wanted. I could do that in the corporate world. That was easy. They came to me, and now I had to learn a whole new set of skills. And I tell you what, Jerry, I made so many mistakes that your listeners won't have to make.
So your plan B was more like plan bust at that point for you.
You know, think about a belly flop coming off of a diving board into the pool.
Uh-huh. Ouch.
Exactly.
And so tell us also what you mean more specifically by plan B. What do our listeners need to be thinking about with this?
Okay. So plan B is how can I create money when either jobs aren't available to me or I'm ready to step out? So let me also define plan A. Plan A is that you have a job and you work for an organization for maybe 20, 30, 40 years. You have lifelong pension and health care benefits. Well, that's pretty much over. Plan B is, so when jobs aren't there, then how do you create an income? And there's really four ways to do it that we'll talk about in a moment. But let me just take a moment longer about why people need to really understand about Plan B. Because pension plans are going away. if a company files for bankruptcy, then they have the ability to shed all those pension liabilities. And many companies that are active today have either eliminated or reduced the pension payouts, some by 50%.
And just for listeners to be aware that if a company does shed their pension, it may not go away completely. It goes to a government agency, but they may cut it drastically in terms of what they're agreeing to pay you. So a chunk of the money could actually wind up disappearing, like you're saying.
Exactly. In fact, I have a friend whose husband was a pilot, and the FAA requires them to retire at age 65, and he was in the process of retiring, and the company went through a bankruptcy, and his pension was cut by half. So at 65, instead of retiring, he had to scramble to find another job.
Yeah, and with some of the research that's out there, and why I have Kathleen on today to talk about healthy alternatives in terms of Plan B is because there's health consequences from both losing a job, and even if you haven't lost the job but you're still working for the company, there's like survivor syndrome that you're still there, and it also raises all the questions about the cutback she's talking about. So there's really health issues that are involved with not having a plan B for yourself that is, and that's why I wanted Kathleen to be a part of the show. So how does somebody get started in a plan B? You know, you're working at your regular quote-unquote job, you're getting that salary, and where do you start?
Well, first of all, if you think you're safe, it's very hard to get started because you're cocooned and you think everything's okay, but the reality is no one is today. So first of all, you have to create a very big why that about why you want to spend the time to do that. In fact, my second chapter is called Your Why Needs to Be Bigger Than Your Butt.
And you can actually go either way on that one because people sitting on their butt as well as the butt.
Exactly. So there has to be a really big reason. So for some people, they're kind of suspect about what may be coming up, and so it may be easier for them. For those that are cocooned, it may not be so easy. But whatever your why is, it has to be big enough and burning enough that you're willing to put in the extra time that it takes. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you need to figure out where the time will come from. For example, one of my clients realized that he was spending 2 to 3 hours a night on Facebook and just watching mindless TV, and he said, I've got 15 to 20 hours that I can work towards a plan B. And in this case, his why was very large because he had seen where his industry was going, and it didn't look good at all.
Now, is there ways to do gentle steps into your why as opposed to, are you saying, you know, kind of leap off the bridge and sound kind of like what you did? Or how do you want to approach this, lady?
I would never recommend anyone did what I did. I'll tell you what, Jerry, there were nights I couldn't sleep because, again, I had no clue. And I'm not sure I made all the mistakes, but I made a whole lot of them. Certainly the first place to begin is what is it that you do very well? Because potentially your plan B is going to be, you're going to be working on it for 5, 10, or even more years. So it's really nice if you're working in your area of strength. And then the second is I've actually created something called the 6 key ingredients, but it says whatever your idea is, let's make sure that it has some viability, like are the market trends growing with it? So, for example, baby boomers are, you know, as of January 1st, we have 19,000 baby boomers turning 65 per day. So that's a huge market. But you know, pets are a growing trend. So are the trends growing towards you? You want them at least stable or growing. And another thing is they need to be consumable so that they either come back to you to repurchase the products or the services. So those are two of the key ingredients to just start thinking about that. And we'll talk more a little bit later about that. And then the second thing is what are you going to sell? And by the way, I want to emphasize the word sell because whatever you have to offer has to be sold. And I know certainly I was unsure about how to do that. But if you don't sell, so, you know, it basically the phrase, if you don't sell anything, nothing happens till someone sells something.
It's interesting that you're raising sell, because that is probably the word that turns most folks who have a regular corporate job into total panic. The idea of having to go out of their real comfort space to actually sell something. For example, a lot of people get into network marketing, multi-level marketing, and it has an enormous dropout rate because they run across their block of having to sell something. And that's why I've created, and you're aware of this, Kathleen, my Switched On Selling seminar, which is that brain rewiring approach so it can switch people on so they don't have to be blocked in whatever they're going to have to quote-unquote sell. So, yeah, so I think that's an important thing that people have to be aware of, that selling is going to be a part of what they're going to have to do with this.
Jerry, you're absolutely right. And what you've created can help so many people because certainly the family I came from is that was selling was a bad word. But the reality is we've been selling ourselves since the day we were born. And somehow or another, we got this stigma. So the work that you have done has helped thousands of people.
Now, thank you. And let me ask you a question, Kathleen. So you've got the idea, and you start looking at the stats, and you've got a couple of different options. How can you figure out which one is the one you ought to be taking, the one that's going to be successful, the best one for you?
That is a $64,000 question. So let me step back for a minute and say, in essence, there are four ways to create a Plan B option. And no matter what your idea is, it could fit in one of the four ways. For example, you could start a company, which a lot of people do. You could buy an existing company, which takes more money. You could buy a franchise. And by the way, there's profitable franchises and not so profitable franchises. Or you could do network marketing like you talked about, which is, if you never run your own company, is probably the easiest because your products and services already exist and all you have to do is go out and sell. So as you think through those, part of it is which one lines up with you the most naturally. For example, if you have never been an entrepreneur before, starting a company may be very difficult because, again, you're going to be doing multiple hats. You're going to figure out what product and service that you're going to offer, and then you're going to figure out how to find customers and then how to deliver, plus set up all your operations. If you buy a company, it's already there. But again, you're looking at probably a minimum of $100,000 investment. The third one about buying a franchise, they could run from $50,000 up to $1.5 million, which is what McDonald's franchises go for. Or network marketing is you could actually get in for a couple hundred dollars.
So you got lots of different options that you really have to look at business-wise. So we're going to take an option now, and that's before we continue. I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest, Kathleen Richneau, in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the WebTalkRadio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Kathleen Richneau. She spent 25 years in human resources working for high-tech companies, including Apple Computer, Nortel, Silicon Graphics. She's got 3 degrees, a BS, an MBA in marketing, and a master's in international human resources. She then left the corporate world, founded her own company called Clarity Works Consulting, and also the executive women's coach. She's a columnist on Human Resource and Management Trends for Regional Business Magazine and co-author of Looking for the Good Stuff, A Guide to Enjoying and Appreciating Life. Her latest book is You Always Need a Plan B, The Real Guide to Jumpstarting Your Next Career. And you can find that at her website, You Always Need a Plan B, and that's just the letter B. com. So, Kathleen, what are the common mistakes made by folks who want to do a plan B?
That's a great question, Jerry. The first thing is that they haven't determined where the time will come from and where the money is going to come from. So even if they start a plan B on a part-time basis, which I highly recommend, this is not a sometime situation. It's either a part-time or a full-time. But if it's sometime, that means people just don't get around to it. So that is just as if you schedule meetings or appointments, you have to schedule time to work on your plan B. The second is they don't have enough money. So the number one cause of perhaps a new startup business going out of business is because they run out of money. And so let's take the example of that you want to start a business, which is pretty common for someone who has gained professional skills. They have to plan on having enough money to pay their personal bills and the business's bills for at least 2 to 3 years before they can expect to make a profit. So that's a lot of money.
And there what you're also talking about is levels of stress. If they don't have enough money to begin with, they're going to just be really creating tremendous amounts of stress for themselves.
You're absolutely right. And also what could pile on to that stress is if they've decided to do something that absolutely is against who they are, it runs counter to that. So, for example, again, let's kind of stay with, in this case, let's go to a franchise. So fast food franchises are the largest number of franchises there are in the U.S. So if you have a family and you buy a fast food franchise, and 75% of the most successful fast food franchises are owner-run, that means you're spending between 60 to 80 hours a week there, 7 days a week. If you have a family, you're either not going to see them or you're going to have to hire them to come in the business with you.
So some really important decisions that they got to make before they get too far into this in terms of commitment that they're going to make to really setting up that plan B for themselves.
Exactly. In fact, the homework phase is the most important part of this. And so I spend a couple chapters for them to really think. Chapter 2 is your why bigger than your butt, and help them through the life values model. So what is it that in their life, in 8 different areas, that they're very satisfied with and areas that they're not satisfied with, and do they want to do anything about it? And then in Chapter 5, I help them through avoiding costly mistakes. And it's where will you find the time? What is your ideal work day? Who are the customers that you want to interface with? So they can get that in their head first before they ever step out into the world of finding their plan B.
So the title has the words in the subtitle, The Real Deal Guide to Jumpstarting Your Next Career. What do you mean by the real deal?
Well, I don't know about you, Jerry, but every time I've done research, people just want to pitch and sell me their thing. And they sell me the sizzle, and here's the unusually highly successful individuals, but they don't talk about the work that's behind that. For example, network marketing is producing more millionaires each week than any other business. However, they want to sell you on that, but they're not telling you that it will take easily 3 to 5 years to be able to get to that. And by the way, you are working potentially 6 and 7 days a week and long hours. And if you're on a part-time basis, then you're probably easily working 7 days a week. So it took me a long time as I looked in both starting the business, buying a franchise and network marketing, to dig further back so that people would drop their guard and be honest with me about what it really took to succeed. So in essence, you have good news, bad news. You have the advantages and disadvantages. Bottom line, you have the good, the bad, and the ugly about each one of them, so you can make a well-informed decision.
Terrific. Now, when somebody's getting towards 65, in a retirement kind of age, but they've got concerns about income levels for themselves, what would you tell them to do about a plan B?
And as a matter of fact, I run across more and more people like this every day. First of all, I would tell them to take a look at what are the natural gifts that they have and what assets do they have around them. Let me give you two examples. Of course, the well-known example of Colonel Sanders, who sold his famous fried chicken recipe that became KFC. At 65 years old, he'd actually been running a restaurant, and then they put a highway that would circumvent the town, so he had to sell off his restaurant. So at 65, he was reduced to living on $105 a month of his Social Security and went on the road to sell his recipe. He ended up signing up 600 restaurant owners, which made him a franchise, and then was able to sell his business for $2 million. So he had perfected the recipe, he knew it worked, and then again he got on the road to sell. Now, another example is my late mother-in-law, who at age 69 decided she needed some more money. And she was in the middle of North Carolina, right next to the High Point Furniture Mart, which has a show twice a year. And she decided to talk to friends and people in her neighborhood to be willing to, in essence, rent their homes or rooms out to these individuals coming in for the furniture show twice a year, and was able to significantly increase her business. In fact, she sold it 2 years later, having just looked around, figured out her girlfriends. They all went to the beach when the Furniture Mart was in town, and she made a lot of money.
Great. So how do you help other people create their plan B? What do you do with folks?
So what we do is first start with why do they really want to do this? Because if you don't have a big why, when you hit bumps, and you are going to hit bumps, then it's very easy to fall back and say, oh, it just didn't work. But if you have that burning, clear vision of what you're going to, then it's going to keep you going. The second is, what do they want that work lifestyle to look like? What kind of hours are they going to work? What kind of people are they going to have on their team? So whether it's an employee or whether they bring in contractors, what are the hours they personally work? And then what is the work itself? So am I happy sitting in my office and never talking to anyone all day? Or do I have to be out there among people? So those are two very different types of work lifestyle that they're establishing. And then also, are they someone who is self-disciplined, that I can't sit in my office all day and get the work done, or do I need something like a storefront to go to make sure that I'm going to work every day like I should? And then it's, what are you good at?
Now, I assume if you're married or in a relationship, you'd probably want your partner, spouse, to be reading your book about Plan B. You always need a Plan B, because you're talking such a drastic change from what that person is used to. They've got to both buy into it, and they also have to potentially maybe even help you with it.
You are so right. Because as soon as, so think about a mobile hanging from the ceiling that it moves around, and as soon as you either add one piece or take one piece off, the mobile's going to flop around. Well, that's what's going to happen to any relationships in your life, because you're now refocusing your free time on creating your Plan B, and you want it to be successful. And so that will shift the relationships. And, you know, there's an awful lot of very successful family businesses. So in the community that I am, there's Craig Technology. And this is basically a retired military officer who, because she had a botched surgery on her knee, had to leave the military. And so she went from zero to $300 million in 5 years. And what she said is, that she and her husband worked together for a while, and then she found that it didn't work. But what she did is she hired her friends and other members of her family, and now has over 300 employees. So she's been very successful with that. My husband and I, in the beginning, worked together. And then we realized that we were really on two different tracks, and so he's now working in a different with a different organization. But it's very easy to bring in family, and, you know, if you want to see them, sometimes that's the best way to do it.
So do you have something that you can give to my listeners to help them start thinking about their own plan B, Kathleen?
Exactly. In fact, Jerry, just for your listeners, is I have put together really a worksheet and a special report, if you will, that really helps them understand, you know, on a thumbnail or snapshot basis. Here's what the four plan Bs are, and then how they can start determining what makes the most sense for them. So I introduce them to the six key ingredients. For example, again, the market, the favorable market trends, you know, the consumable products, and that, you know, there has to be strong compensation there. And then I also introduce them to the real deal guide, which is what are you going to offer and how are you going to sell them to your customers. So if they will go to my website, www.youalwaysneedaplanb.com/templates with a capital T, it will be just for your listeners only.
Now, how does what you're going to give them, the guide and the book, differ? Should they still be looking at getting the book because it goes into more depth and stuff like that?
Absolutely. There's a lot more pieces and parts to this. So what I'm giving them as if it's a one sheet that they could read the information, but it won't provide them the understanding about how to apply those. For example, in each of the chapters, so whether you start a business, buy franchise, or network marketing, I take one example or two or three examples through both the six key ingredients and the real deal checklist so they can understand how they can apply it to their idea in a way that it comes alive. So just as we talked about earlier, is they really have to understand at a strategic level how viable their idea is before they ever spend money, quit their job, or start spending time in an area that will not be successful for them.
So again, for the listeners, if you'd like to get the special gift that she has for you, go to youalwaysneedaplanb.com/templates with a capital T. And Kathleen, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for the work that you've done about helping people overcome their reluctance for sales, because that's what this is all about.
My guest next week is going to be Katrina Ariel. Katrina is a highly certified yoga instructor. She's author of Yoga for Dragon Riders. She's host of Yoga Radio on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And she teaches a wide range of yoga, from therapeutic alignment to restorative yoga, meditation. And we're going to be talking to Katrina about these different kinds of yogas, the overall philosophy, and her latest book, Yoga for Dragon Riders. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.